The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at gmenworldwide.com. The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting with. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man!
So the last, pretty much this whole week so far, has been super challenging. Cleaning business, hiring people not showing up. I had to go into accounts yesterday and clean while I was doing some calls, had to reschedule a bunch of calls, take the truck. Dude had an accident with the truck. I had to finally end up going to get the truck, take it to the auto body to get it repaired. People hiring people for jobs, they don't show up for jobs, or they'll show up and then say, I had this one young lady said, well, I'm not going to make it in because my GPS on my phone ain't working. I don't know where they do that, but being able to maneuver through all of the different nuances that come along, the different challenges that come along with building business, and not just the cleaning business, even the house. Got people, I got to rent the house out. People are coming by looking at the house or scheduling tours, no call, no shows. Saying they on the way, no call, no shows. Team issues with the squad, got to keep the sales team up, you know, just business challenges. And it can cause tension. It can cause stress. It's aggravation. It's anytime you're in the business and you're dealing with people at certain levels, at all levels, actually, it's going to cause stress. It's going to cause tension. And it's going to challenge you to really look at things from different perspectives. And so even now, today, I got to figure out, got two accounts that got to get done, make sure people are where they need to be while I have a full schedule of meetings and calls. So being able to use all the resources that you have to get the job done. And it's like that in business. You got to make decisions. You have to be fluid like water. You have to keep the main thing the main thing. You got to stay focused. But it's like that in business and in life. So even in life, got Layla, she's 17. It's prime time. We just came back from Orlando, chaperoning the trip with her and her little dude. Like, it's life is full of challenges. And the benefit of this is I've been through this before for most of it, but that doesn't make it less stressful in the moment. That doesn't make it less challenging in the moment. It just makes it so I know I've been here. I know I can see my way through. But it's these challenges that train us to be better men. The challenges train us to have some insight on things to do. Challenges will force you to pick up the phone and call people that can give you some wise counsel. The challenges force us to develop other parts of our manhood. And sometimes challenges will force you to see things from a different perspective and say to yourself, ooh, ooh. So like one of the things I realized with my cleaning business is in this season of my life, I don't have the energy, mental, emotional energy to deal with the BS that I could deal with back in the 90s because I was a different dude. These challenges will make you realize that you got to do things that complement who you are in the season of life that you're in. I'll say that one again. Make sure that you're doing things that complement who you are in the season of life that you're in. And so the reason why I wanted to ask, what challenges are you working through? Because it's those challenges that's going to make you better. That's that stress that puts tension on you. And we all go through challenges, all of us. Whether we relapse with food, and I'll be there with you too, YB, sometime. Whether we are not getting enough rest, I'm there with you sometimes, Brian. Whether you're going through it with your girl, with your kids, whether you got financial challenges, it's not about the challenge. It's about how you coming out on the other side. It's about what decisions that you're making. What decisions are you making in the midst of the challenge? Are you keeping the main thing the main thing? There's going to be some things and some people that you may have to let go of. But the challenge is designed to help you see a little bit more clear, to help you make decisions now that can benefit you a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years from now. I was on the phone with a client yesterday and yesterday morning, and they were telling me that a couple of consultants on their team just wasn't getting the job done. And a couple of their biggest clients was complaining that didn't want to do work with them anymore. And one of the things that my client said was, I knew that this wasn't going to work in my gut a while ago, but I wanted to make it work. And what I said to her was, in my experience, when I don't make those those decisions from my gut, and I try to force people pieces that don't fit or force people that don't fit, I get burned. I just did it again. I did the same thing that my client did, and I got burned. And so one of the reasons why that happens is because we don't learn from the mistakes from our past. We don't learn from the things, like when your gut tells you something, you need to make a move on it. But we're constantly trying to force pieces that don't fit. Trying to get through. So I burnt myself for it. I've seen other people get burnt for it. But don't run from the challenges. You got to embrace them. I'm hiring people to work. They not showing up. They running from the challenge. People will work one night, don't want to come back, won't call you. They running from the challenge. Got decisions to make in your relationships, with your health, in your business, with your finances, and you don't meet the challenge head on. You don't make the difficult decision. It's gonna hurt you in the end, because it's not gonna allow you to develop the muscle you need to make it through the next challenge that comes. One of the things that I'm taking away from the current challenges that I'm in is, it's time to make some tough decisions. So ask yourself, in whatever challenge that you're in, and it can be something simple. It could be the kids. It could be, do I want to leave my job? Do I want to go get a new job? Like, it can be anything simple. But you got to meet it head on. You got to take in as much information and make the decision based on your emotions as well as your facts. Make decisions based on facts as well as feelings. Do both, not one or the other. use both. The feelings is your gut. The facts is looking at the numbers, where you are, where you need to be. And it's not about making the right or the wrong decision. I learned that a long time ago. It is about you making the decision. Right or wrong is relative, depending. But you got to make the decision, and you got to make it fast. Otherwise, you can sit in that challenge for far too long. That challenge can eat you away. And you're not getting better when you don't face the challenge, when you don't fight the challenge. When you don't have the difficult conversations, it's not making you better, it's making you weaker. What makes you stronger is when you step up to the challenge and you fight. You have the difficult conversation. You make the difficult decision. It frees you up to move forward so you can face the next challenge. As a man, we are born to face and to fight challenges and obstacles. Divorce, weight loss, health, bad health, relationships, kids, work, finances, challenges. All right, we open. We wide open. Open line.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Coach, talking about that, man. As you were chatting and talking about making tough decisions, man, you know, the first thing that came to mind was the conversation you and I had as it pertains to my transition from the job. And that was a tough conversation because you even mentioned it at the end. He was like, yo, you know, he's like, do you feel like I rained on your parade? And I was honest. I was like, yeah. And one of the things that I've always respected about the relationship I have is that you always keep it 1,000 with me. And you gave me a lot of things to think about. But at the end of the conversation, it was always like, yo, you still got a decision to make. I got to make sure I think about my girl. I got to think about the situation. I got to think about all that comes with whatever move I make. He was like, you still got to make the decision. And I remember, you know, having a conversation with my wife and before I even told her where I was mentally, I just let her talk and I let her kind of share what was on her heart. And the tone of her delivery was a lot different than in December of 2015, when actually New Year's Day, when I told her that I was making a move versus asking her her thoughts, you know? And I'm gonna tell you what, bro, I'm doing my best not to get emotional, but I am so grateful for wise counsel. At the same time, I'm so grateful that I was so willing to bet on myself, because over this last 30 days or so, 45 days, with everything that has taken place, I could not imagine still being stuck in that cage, you know, as an eagle. And I often say I felt like an eagle in a Tweety Bird cage. I couldn't imagine still being there, given everything that has taken place in these last 45 days. And, but it all comes from wise counsel and recognizing the most important thing, and that in this season, making sure I'm taking care of my girls and doing everything I can. I had so much joy in sharing that small win with you, Coach, because I know you challenged me for a reason. And that's all a winner needs, is the challenge. You know what I mean? And just to be able to say, yo, I did it. And you know, the first thing that came to my mind, Coach, when I sent you that joint, go get three more. And I love it because the mindset is, yo, don't rest. Like, yeah, you hit it, cool. It's kind of like you scored the touchdown. You're not going to keep standing in the end zone. Like, okay, you got to go back to you got to go back to lining up. You know what I'm saying? And so, but that never would have happened had I not made that tough decision, man. And so I just want you to know, man, how much I appreciate you, man. And I know as a coach, even now as I'm coaching people, you know, our job as coaches is not to control what people do, but influence their thought process and speak with so much conviction that when that person decides to make a decision, they hear us. They don't even have to talk to us, but they hear us. It's kind of like a voice of reason. And the greatest compliment that anybody could give you as a coach is when they say, yo, I was about to make this decision, but I heard you in my head. It's like the greatest compliment because they consider you and they consider your wisdom and your insight before they make a decision. They might not make the decision that you encourage them or you share with them, but they at least consider it before they make a decision versus just jumping out blindly. So I just wanted to share that I truly, truly appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too, Robbie. Keep going. Keep going. Challenges. Challenges. You got to make the difficult decisions. You got to face the challenges head on. And the higher you go up in yourself, like the higher, the better man you become, the more growth you develop as you rise the ladder of life and in your work and or business. The more money you make, the greater the challenge, the greater the obstacles, the harder it is, the more responsibility. And then the more responsibility that you have, the more important it is for you to be able to make decisions.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead.